This is MSONewsSports.com, and this is North Shore High School basketball on MSO News Sports. And tonight, Red Hot Marblehead basketball. Winners of five straight games traveling south tonight to take on Revere on the road. It's Revere and Marblehead here tonight on MSO. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell. Just ahead, we'll check in with both head coaches, Marblehead's Mike Giardi and David Leary, the first-year head coach here at Revere High School. Both teams have just come out on the court. The JV game was won by Marblehead, and it's Marblehead and Revere just ahead here tonight on MSO. So stay with us.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright double hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for a reliable place to produce your team's uniforms or your business's corporate apparel? Then Sakesian and Sportswear is the place for you. Conveniently located on Route 1 South in Peabody, Mass., Sakesian and Sportswear handles all aspects of your needs, from price quoting to providing visual proofs to production completion. Visit our website, SakesianSports.com, to view our monthly specials, vendor catalogs, and to request a quote. Remember, Sakesian and Sportswear is the place to go.
Seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
This game is brought to you by the Institution for Savings, your local community bank since 1821, with great rates, great service, and great people. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years with quality products and service, located in Lynn and at harringtontrophy.com. Moynihan Lumber, of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. The Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. Click on their banner on our website to access their respective news and sports coverage.
Welcome back. We're joined by Mike Giardi, head basketball coach at Marblehead High School. And, Mike, you guys have won five straight games. So what's been happening in those five games?
You know, we've been playing with a lot of energy, particularly on the defensive side, and that's where we're going to have to win games is on the defensive side. Try to create some easy layups for us, some easy basket opportunities for us. And fortunately, we've been able to put it together so far, especially against, you know, some really tough opponents this year.
The game, what part of the game do you think has really come together? You mentioned the defense. Other areas offensively, is it consistency? Is that still a concern?
It always is, but I think for us, our communication has been huge, both on the offensive side and the defensive side. If you can get the kids all playing on the same page and talking about it, you've won half the battle there, and that's been a big thing. You know, if you have to waste time on the offensive end, 15, 20 seconds, telling people where to go, now you're rushing to get a shot off. But we've been pretty good, really making sure that everybody knows where they're supposed to be, both offensively and defensively, and it's been key to our success this year.
Now, this is kind of a different kind of atmosphere in here in Revere with the field house atmosphere. It's a little different than Marblehead's. What is that?
affect shooting at all for you guys?
You know, we have at our high school the field house still, the only difference is we drop our curtains down, so we'll raise the curtains at our place to get a feel for that. The background can definitely be a little bit different. You've seen it at Peabody, at Beverly High School. Yeah. When I played at Salem, that's the way it was. So you just got to try to take it out of the kids' heads a little bit and just remind them that, you know, the basket's 10 feet and, you know, it's still going to be in the same location from the three-point line, so they don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, I gotcha. Any other notes about Marblehead basketball heading into to tonight's game?
You know, we've had to battle with some adversity. We've had some injuries the entire year. We lost, obviously, you know, Harry Craig and David Campbell before the season started. We lost Sean McCarthy, who's a freshman point guard for us, to injury. And now we're not going to have Andy Clow, and it's just going to be up to us to find a way to get a W. That's been a big thing for us, is just find some way to get a win. And everybody's going to have to step up tonight, and that's going to be a big thing for us.
So Andy with a football injury, right? And he's just having the surgery now.
Yeah, Andy got injured during the football season. He has a torn labrum, and he was given an opportunity to get surgery done a little earlier than he thought. And, you know, you want him to get that taken care of earlier rather than later, especially he has a future at the next level in probably three sports, to be honest, basketball, football, and lacrosse. You know, so he wants to make sure he's healthy. So for us, it means we're going to have to work a little bit harder.
And definitely the inside presence for you as well with him. All right, Coach, if you can give a little shout-out to your starting lineup here tonight for Marblehead.
Sure. We start out with our captains, number four, Patrick Bugler. He's a senior point guard for us, averaging about 14 points a game. Other captain is Bo Millett, 00. He'll be playing probably the center position today. He's averaging about 12 rebounds a game, doing a great job battling. Then we have at the off-guard position, we have Seamus Keeney, a junior, wearing number three tonight. He'll be playing number two position or the number three position for us, depending on who's out on the floor. We also have Justin Faya. Justin's wearing number 12 for us tonight. He's a defensive specialist. He's usually given the guy that's probably the best offensive player on the other side, particularly if he's a shooter or a guard. Obviously, we don't want to match him up with a big man. But we also have Derek Marino will be playing the four-man position tonight. Number 23 is averaging 13 points for us, a junior. Very athletic. If we can get him to attack the boards even more, especially with Andy's loss, it'll be big for us tonight.
All right, Coach, good luck. Good talking with you, and good luck tonight.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Mike Giardi, head basketball coach at Marblehead High School, with us here on MSO News Sports.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Welcome back to MSO News Sports. Prior to the Revere Marblehead boys basketball game, and joining us is first-year Revere head boys basketball coach David Leary. And David, welcome. Good to be talking with you tonight.
It's great to be talking to you as well. Real excited for the game tonight against a very good team.
Yeah, you do have a great opponent tonight. Marblehead's, been winning. You guys have posted a couple of big wins this year, Lynn English, Medford, Malden, and so on. Maybe tell me about those, the bright spots. What happened for you guys to win those games?
Well, number one, in all three games, we shot the ball well from the floor. We had great ball movement offensively, and our turnovers were down in those three games. So I would say offensive efficiency were the keys to all three games, as well as our defense. I really like the way we've been keeping teams down in the 50s and the lower 60s to give ourselves a chance at the end of games.
Does playing in here, do opponents have trouble shooting here in Revere with this fieldhouse atmosphere?
Yes, they do. They do because of the backdrop behind the backboards and the white walls behind them. I think it takes some teams a quarter or two to adjust to it. Obviously our kids practice here every day, so they're used to it. So it is a good home court advantage.
I don't know what this sounds to me as if it's the storyline going into tonight's game, is that you're out, you're missing your center, Marvin Urdaneta, with a shoulder injury. Maybe tell us about that. Tell us about him and what this means to your team. What kind of a loss is this?
Yeah, it's adversity. You know, we always talk to the team about fighting through things like this. Unfortunately for him, you know, he's a senior, so it's a couple less games. The colleges get to see him, which is unfortunate, but he'll be back. you know, he's a double-double guy. He's a leader on the team. He's a captain. So we're going to really miss his inside presence, scoring-wise, rebounding-wise, and just his leadership on the floor.
You mentioned the three wins. I've asked you about the three wins and the things that have happened. Is there an area of the game as a team area aspect of the game that's really come along for you guys since the start of the season? And also, where do you see the need for improvement?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest thing is being a first-year coach. You know, we're running different sets that they used to run in the last two or three years. And so the camaraderie and the sets and on the floor is improving every day with practice and with games. I would say our turnovers the first couple of games were very high against Beverly and Lynn Classical. And, you know, obviously we lost both the first two games of the year. But since those two games, we've done a much better job of containing the ball and not giving it to the other team. And that's led to better shots and better shot selection and, you know, obviously a couple of wins.
All right, David Leary, head coach at Revere Boys Basketball. Give us your starting lineup tonight for us and maybe tell us a little bit about those starting five.
Yes, it's number one, Curtis High. He's a 6'1 senior guard, averaging about 18.5 points a game. He's our leading scorer, very athletic, very tough one-on-one matchup to cover. And, he can shoot the three, he can get to the basket, he can get to the foul line, so he does all phases on the offensive side well, as well as plays the top of our defense very well, gets a lot of deflections and steals. Our off guard is Gerald Jean Charles. He is he's a 5'9 guard, averaging about 13 points a game. He does play some point guard for us, and he's a senior. He's a leader out there, excellent 3-point shooter, and also very good at getting to the basket. Number 13 is Brendan Hayes. He's a 6-foot, undersized forward, but he does all the dirty work for us. He's a captain, excellent leader, covers the other team's best player, and rebounds well for a smaller guy. So he gives us a lot of toughness underneath that we need. Marcus Brunson Perez is a sophomore guard, averages about 10 points a game. Very good 3-point shooter. And the other phases of the game, keep improving. He runs the point for us as a sophomore, which is a lot of pressure on a younger guy, but he does a great job at it. And our starting center tonight is Mass Juve, 6'5 senior, very, very good rebounder, an offensive rebounder around the basket, blocks a lot of shots and grabs a lot of rebounds for us. So we're looking for a lot of things out of him tonight in replace of Urdaneta.
All right, Coach, good talking with you, and good luck tonight.
Thank you for having me, Bill. Yeah.
David Leary, head basketball coach at Revere High School. We're back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Bradford Tavern Restaurant in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting offering the finest steaks, freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week. The restaurant features two separate function rooms, ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com. We hope to see you soon at the Bradford Tavern. The Institution for Savings has always believed in giving back to our communities, because our communities are such great places to live and work. Last year alone, we donated and pledged more than $3.9 million to local nonprofits, including local hospitals, schools, food pantries, art organizations, and more. Named one of Boston Business Journal's top philanthropic companies, we are proud to be your local hometown bank. InstitutionForSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
If you are interested in replacing your home's kitchen cabinets, please see the kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for Full Service Estate Planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
This game is brought to you in part by the Gloucester House Restaurant, offering the freshest seafood right off their boats to your plate. Sarkisian Sportswear, delivering quality team and corporate apparel, located on Route 1 South in Peabody and at SarkisianSports.com. Lynn Museum, Lynn Arts, preserving Lynn's past and promoting Lynn's future at 590 Washington Street. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance, delivering complete peace of mind. Attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for estate planning and tax preparation. Gloria Food Store, Rantoul Street, Beverly. Honeydew Donuts of Lynn, Salem, Malden, and East Boston.
And welcome to Revere High School. We are underway. A take to the basket and a foul off the tip-off. A blocking foul against Marblehead. A blocking foul against Revere, my mistake. And it'll be a Revere, a Marblehead basketball underneath the offensive bucket. Just a few seconds gone by here, early going here at Revere High School. Marblehead 6-2, Revere 3-3, coming into tonight's game. You just heard the starting lineups with both head coaches just a moment ago. Marblehead is setting up the offense. Derek Marino swings down low, coming in right baseline. He puts a shot up, and there's a foul. Calling it an offensive foul on Marino of Marblehead. There's his first foul. Team's first foul. It's a Revere basketball. And down court come the Patriots. And they Curtis High banks one in off the glass for the first points of tonight's game. 2-0. Revere up on top. I'm Bill Newell with you here on MSO New Sports. It's a Marblehead basketball setting up around a zone defense. Looks like a maybe a 1-2-2 zone defense. Marblehead has to save on the sideline, giving it to Bugler. Bugler slams it off one of the Patriots, and the ball is picked up by DiGregorio. Starts up court, kicks it off on the left side. Around the perimeter, down low. A big hook shot put up there by Sebastian Vanegas. And the magicians pull down the rebound and bring it up court. Working the ball left to right. Patrick Bugler down in the left corner. A three attempt is put up there by Seamus Keeney, and it is good. So Keeney with a three for Marblehead. Right back are the Patriots attacking from the right side. A drive and a basket put in there by DiGregorio. So DiGregorio with 2 points. Revere up by 1 point. 4-3, 6-11 to go, first quarter. MSO New Sports, high school boys basketball here on MSO. A take to the basket, a turnover against Revere, against Marblehead. A take to the basket and a shot put up there by DiGregorio. Doesn't go. Rebound Marblehead. Quick, fast transition basket attempt by Bugler. It's on the rim. It doesn't go. Rebounding foul. And that appears to be against Millett. Bo Millett, his first foul. Substitution for Marblehead. Dewey Millett coming in and Derek Marino coming out. Of course, nobody wants to get in foul trouble. Size-wise, you heard Coach Giardi talking about the loss of Andy Clow to their lineup. And you also heard Coach David Leary talking about the loss of Urdaneta, a 6'5 rebounder and scorer for Revere. He's out of the game tonight with a separated shoulder injury. So a couple of big losses there for both of these teams. Here's Millett. Taking a swing into the paint, putting a shot up. It's blocked, rejected. He gets it back. Travel violation against Marblehead. Bugler with it, and it's a turnover. And Revere will get the basketball leading by a point with 5:20 to go first quarter. It'll be a Revere basketball, backcourt sidelines right. Two-hand inbound pass comes off for DiGregorio. Down on the right side, off for it. Curtis High on the right to DiGregorio. Up on the left wing, a shot is put up. No rebound offensively put up, and there's a foul. The shot by Mass Juf did not go in. He's a 6'5 senior, but he is fouled in the act, and he will go to the free throw line. Marblehead foul on Dewey Millett. And Juf going to the free throw line for Revere. Missed the first one. Fouled in the act of shooting. He'll have two shots. Substitution here for Marblehead. Going out, Justin Fea. Coming in for Marblehead, Drew Galley, quarterback on the football team. Juf's second free throw is no good. Clanks off the rim, falls off to the right side. The rebound is Marblehead's. Millett with it. That's Bo Millett with it. Kicking it off on the left for Bugler. And now a three from the left corner goes in and out off the fingertips of Seamus Keeney. And a rebound by Revere, but a traveling violation as Juf goes down to the floor. It'll be a Marblehead ball underneath their own bucket here. Trailing by a point, 4-3, 4:47 to go first quarter. Two-hand inbounds pass comes up on the right wing for Keeney. Off for Bugler, who takes it way out by midcourt up in the middle. On the right to Galley, back to Bugler. He's traveling. Started to walk before putting the ball down. Coach Mike Giardi calling out a play from the sidelines. It'll be a Revere basketball sidelines or backcourt left. Inbounds, Brendan Hayes for Revere. Kicks it off for DiGregorio in the backcourt. Off on the right for High, up over midcourt. Back on the left, tip pass down. Turnaround Juf, no. From the left block, it doesn't go. Rebound is grabbed by Dewey Millett of Marblehead High School. Off for Bugler, up court. Galley has it come off from the paint, back out to him. Can't handle it. And now a drive and a take to the basket by Curtis High is good. He lays it in, and he is fouled on the play. That foul is on Bugler. His first foul. Team's fourth foul. Marblehead getting themselves in a little bit of foul trouble early here. Free throw by High is good. So he has 5 points now. Five of Revere's 7 points. 4:14 to go first quarter. Marblehead basketball working left to right here. Bugler. Outside Keeney. Off to the foul line for Dewey Millett. Back off on the left and outside for Keeney. Now a three attempt from the left wing is good by Patrick Bugler of Marblehead. Marblehead with two threes here tonight, accounting for their 6 points in this evening's game against Revere. Patriots with it up over midcourt, working right to left here in this first half. DiGregorio around the perimeter. A three attempt on the right side is good by Marcus Brunson Perez, nailing a three. Out on the right wing, 10-6 Revere. Well, if Revere or either one of these teams hopes to win, they got to be able to shoot the ball. 3 second violation against Marblehead. It'll be a Revere basketball. Ball was out on the perimeter on the 3 second call. Marcus Brunson Perez on the inbounds off for DiGregorio. One hand pass up to the point, working with Hayes in the paint. Runner is good by Marcus Brunson Perez. No, check that. Let me take that back. That's Mass Juf with the 2 points. So Juf with his first points of the game. Went to the free throw line a little bit earlier. There's a steal by Revere. Turnover, Marblehead. Ball taken away by Revere's Marcus Brunson Perez, adding a little life to this lineup here. Marcus Brunson Perez off on the right wing. Gives it for High. High is traveling. Turnover, Revere. Marblehead basketball, 2:39 to go here in the first quarter. Timeout, we'll take it here on MSO News Sports. The score, Revere 12, Marblehead 6.
For team uniforms and your business's corporate apparel, choose Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South in Peabody. Why Sarkisians? It's quality. Owner Sarkis Sarkisian.
Quality is not only the type of apparel you get and the cleanliness and the professionalism that's used in making that. The quality is in the customer service that we provide from the beginning to the end of the whole process of getting you the type of apparel or uniforms that you're looking for.
Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South Peabody, SarkisianSports.com. MSO, NewSports.com, MSO Radio.
Welcome back to Revere. I'm Bill Newell for MSO News Sports with the score Revere 12, Marblehead 6, 2:39 to play in the first quarter. Really just kind of underway here tonight. We've been noticing earlier today that down on the South Shore where the snowstorm tomorrow is a little bit, supposed to be a little more severe than it is up here on the North Shore. A lot of cancellations were already coming in for high school hockey on Saturday, and that obviously could also be the case here on the North Shore tomorrow as well, but we'll try to keep you posted on the website tomorrow here, so do check back with us. There's one North Shore High School hockey game tonight with Beverly playing at Danvers, 7 o'clock faceoff. That game just underway at the Bork Arena at Endicott College. Marblehead basketball after the timeout. Three-point attempt by Bugler from the right wing, launches it. It tips off the rim. It's down on the floor, a scramble for the basketball. Tied up, I think Revere will get it on the possession arrow. And it's an inbound on the end line in backcourt. Here comes a press by Marblehead after the timeout. And the ball is knocked free by Drew Galley. Revere gets it back, and they start it up court, still in backcourt, and we have a travel. Initially here, we're seeing that press by Marblehead just thrown out there by Coach Mike Giardi to be effective, forcing a turnover here. Did knock the ball free a moment ago underneath the basket. Marblehead inbounding on the sidelines out near midcourt right side. Off for Bugler to Bo Millett on the right side. Drew Galley down in the right corner. Back up for Bugler. Off on the left for Keeney. Now Millett, this is Dewey Millett with a shot, a jump shot, left wing, doesn't go. Rebound and a foul against Marblehead. It'll be a Revere basketball. 16 fouls now, I believe. Have not put that foul up there. So I'm going to be an error on the foul. Now a reach-in foul up by midcourt on Marblehead's Bo Millett. That is his second foul. So now Millett is going to be forced out of the game here. And coming back into the game is Derek Marino, junior forward. Marino does a foul himself here. A minute 54 to go first quarter. So Coach Giardi going to concern himself with some fouls here, early going here for Marblehead. His team is trailing 12-6 here. A minute 44 to go first quarter, Revere basketball. Working it to the high post, kicking it bound down left wing corner, now around the perimeter from left to right, down into the right corner. Revere working the basketball against what appears to be a zone defense. They got one big guy down low, Millett, Dewey Millett, defending him down low underneath. Here's a take to the basket, a pull-up jump shot is no good as the shot clock was running down. That was Brendan Hayes taking the shot. Marblehead with the rebound out on the corner, they say the player stepped out of bounds, and it'll be a Revere basketball on the turnover down in the corner. Offensive end for the Patriots, left corner with a minute 19 to go in the first quarter. Still 12-6 our score. That score is held for a little while. Inbounds pass comes out to Gene Charles. Shot is up and pinned up against the rim and the backboard. We saw that the other night. You don't see that a lot. We saw it in Gloucester when we were doing that game, the Saugus Gloucester game a few weeks ago. Oh, really, Bill? Yes, really. Inbounds, Marblehead, or rather Revere underneath their own basket. Inbounds pass from the end line comes way up high, working it down left corner of the Patriots. Brunson Perez on the dribble up top, around on the right side for high. Down in the left corner, Gene Charles with a take to the basket, a runner, no good, rebound Marblehead. Derek Marino with the boards. Down court, Drew Galley busting in left baseline. Tries to move it to the paint, and his pass is knocked out of bounds over the end line, out of bounds. Up the floor. 52.4 seconds to go in the first quarter. Marblehead inbounding on the end line. Galley inbounds. The ball is kicked by Curtis High of Revere. Back over the end line, out of bounds. It'll be a magician ball once again. Two head coaches, David Leary for Revere in his first year, coached 2 years, the last 2 years at Lynn Tech, and then Mike Giardi here at Marblehead High School. Played his high school basketball at Salem, played his football there as well, and also played college football at Harvard, starting quarterback for the Crimson for a number of years. Mike Giardi of Marblehead, an assistant football coach with the Marblehead team as well that went to the Super Bowl, the 3A Super Bowl a few weeks ago.
Up court, Revere, traveling violation as Patrick Bugler kind of disturbed the Revere guard. 32.3 seconds to play, first quarter, 12-6 the score, with Revere leading. Marblehead with the basketball, inbounding into backcourt. They do from the sidelines, left in forecourt. Bugler off on the right for Seamus Keeney. Back to Bugler. Nice little pass underneath for Dewey Millett. His shot doesn't go. Off the glass, rebound Revere. Up court they come. 17 seconds to go. Revere coach Leary wants to go for one shot. A take to the basket. Now they kick it back out. Working it around the perimeter. 8 seconds. Ball way outside. 6 seconds. Out on the right wing. Will they get a shot off? A three from way out on the top. Off the boards. No good. And the quarter ends. 12-6 the score at the end of one with Revere leading Marblehead. We'll be right back with quarter two just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Bradford Tavern Restaurant in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Roger Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
If you're thinking of renovating your home, please talk to the experienced sales staff at Moynihan Lumber. That's 82 River Street in downtown Beverly. Or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Underway, second quarter, Marblehead basketball inbounding. They drive it down left baseline. Dewey Millett. Millett kicks it out into the paint. We have a reach-in foul, and it's against Revere. Committing that foul for the Patriots is Brendan Hayes. It'll be a Marblehead basketball on the end line. Two-hand inbounds pass from the end line goes off for Bugler, a take to the basket, and there's a foul. Patrick Bugler with a take from straight down the left. There's a reach-in foul. That foul is on DeGregorio. That's his second foul. Bugler at the line for the one in for the two shots, rather. Misses the first. He'll have another. Fouled in the act of shooting. 7:45 to play first half. Second one is good. 12-7 the score. Marblehead has 2 threes for their 6 points, and now the free throw. Now Marblehead with the press, forcing a turnover, getting the basketball back. Dante Barnes with it out on the right. Strong three from straight on. Hits off the rim. Goes out of bounds. Off Marblehead. It'll be a Revere basketball. Now, again, they're looking at the Marblehead press here, which has already forced 2 turnovers here as Coach Giardi put it on very late first quarter and into the second quarter here, just underway in the second quarter. Revere breaks the press on the dribble. Gene Charles with it over midcourt. Down underneath. A shot doesn't go. Rebound Marblehead. Long downcourt pass. The feed. The take to the basket. Shot by Barnes doesn't go. There's a foul now later. Let's see who this is against. Going against Marblehead. And now we're in a one-and-one situation here. Revere's Gerald Gene Charles going to the line, averaging about 13 points a game. Curtis High is their leading scorer, averaging about 18.5 points per game. So Gene Charles at the line for the 1-1. First one is in the air, and that's no good. There will be no bonus. Rebound Marblehead's Barnes in the corner. Gives it off for Keeney, and Seamus Keeney up over midcourt. Bounce pass two into the right wing. A three is drained way out by Dante Barnes of Marblehead. And it's 12-10, a 2-point game, and a foul underneath. This is going against Barnes. So Barnes drains the three, commits a foul. We're in a 1-1 here. With 8 team fouls now for Marblehead, they could go into the double bonus here soon. And we have 7 minutes, 4 seconds to go in the first half. 1-1. Di Gregorio at the line hits the first. He'll have another on the bonus. He has 3 points now. Right foot ahead of the left foot, shooting to the basket to our left. This one's in the air. Right hand toss is good. Nice fingertip release. 2 free throws there by Di Gregorio. And it's 14-10. Inbounds pass, Marblehead working it up on a bounce pass up over midcourt. Mack Fisher with it into the game now for Marblehead. Off for Keeney, up top, way outside. 1-2-2, maybe zone. No, look like man. No, little man and zone defense here. And for Marblehead, for Revere rather. And Dante Barnes drains another 3 from out top. Here's Revere bringing it up over midcourt. Ball batted free, but it comes free. A shot is in and out. Loose on the end line. The shot was taken there by Joof of Revere. Goes over the end line off Revere. Marblehead basketball. So Marblehead down by just a point here. 14-13 now. Violation on Marblehead. The player was inbounding it. Ran the baseline. He cannot run the baseline on an inbounds, on an out-of-bounds play. If a made basket is made there, then you can run the end line. So a turnover against Marblehead, a Revere basketball. Di Gregorio up top working around the perimeter. Joof up top, kicking it down Lynn. Left baseline, jump shot, no good. Rebound, Joof up and off the glass and in. Big mass Joof with the offensive board and the putback. 6'5". He's a guy that's averaging double-digit rebounds, maybe about 5 points a game. Was coming in off the bench, I believe, before Urdaneta went out injured with that shoulder injury for tonight's game. Here's a take to the basket. The shot is blocked by Joof. Redirected into the corner, but Marblehead comes up with the ball. 16-13, Revere leads by 3. Marblehead with the basketball. One possession game here. Keeney with it up top. Goes by a pick, sliding to the right side into the corner with an underhand pass. Off for Fea. Fea comes right to left. Off for Barnes, kicking it down deep right corner. A 3 from there. No offensive rebound pulled down by Joof. Snaps a pass up court for Revere. Breakaway layup. No. Put up there by Jama. Got a little bit out of control and had 2 defenders closing on his sides there. Kind of helped defend right there. Marblehead setting up offensively. Where everyone's outside right now. Around the perimeter. Now Marino turned jump shot just inside the foul line on the right side. Outside of the paint. Doesn't go. Rebound Revere. Up court, Di Gregorio. Off on the left for Gene Charles. Foul line jump shot is off the rim. No good by Joof. Ball rolls out of bounds into the right corner by the Marblehead bench. This looks like it's Revere basketball, right? It is in the offensive end for the Patriots. On the right sidelines are out near the corner. The inbounds pass goes into the backcourt. Tipped off to the right side. Coach Leary saying slow it down, set it up a little bit here. Marcus Brunson Perez for Revere. Sends it down to the left corner. Take to the baseline. Hayes shot is up and in. Dropping it off, I think, for Di Gregorio, who put it in. Di Gregorio with the 2 points. Now here's Derek Marino back for Marblehead. A runner coming in left to right, and he puts it in. Derek Marino with his first points of the evening. 18-15, Revere leads. Here's a drive to the basket. Ball is loose, not free by Marblehead. Picked up by the Magicians. Marino right back, coming to the basket. And there's a foul. It's on Marblehead, away from the play. And it is on Mack Fisher. Coach Giardi questioning it. Mack Fisher questioning the call, but a well away from the play. 18-15 the score, Revere leading with 4:18 to play, first half. calling it an intentional foul, too. So this will be two shots. Taking the free throw will be Marcus Brunson Perez. Misses the first one. He nailed a three in the first quarter for the Patriots for his 3 points in tonight's game. Second one's in the air. That's good. One of two from the free throw line for Perez, and that means Revere gets the basketball back on the offensive end here underneath the basket. Inbounding the ball will for the Patriots. They send it up top. Gene Charles with it on the right, off on the left for Curtis High. Down into the corner, Marcus Brunson Perez sending it down left block. A take to the basket. A shot is up. No good. There's a foul. Mass Juke with a big, strong take to the basket, drawing the foul. So he'll go to the line for two shots. Boy, Loof is, he's tough. 6'5". Very athletic. And that foul is on Dewey Millett. And Juke at the line for two. First one is good. He missed two free throws earlier, a moment ago, in the first quarter. He'll have a second here. His team leading now five. Second one is in and out. 20-15 the score. 4 minutes to play, first half. Marblehead basketball. Taking it to the left corner. A three-point attempt. No. Rebounding foul. Foul is on Revere underneath. And that is on Curtis High. That's his first foul. Team's fourth foul. Marblehead basketball on the inbounds. Mac Fisher gets it in the right corner. Off top for Keeney. Keeney backs it off, looking at the defense. This is a small lineup in there right now for Marblehead. They kick it out in the left corner. Off for Barnes. A shot, no. Rebound, Revere. With it there is Hayes. Up court quickly. Drops it off for a teammate down to Hayes. Right corner. A three attempt, no. Rebound tipped around by Marblehead. And the Magicians come away with it. Here's Keeney with a take. And a drive and a foul. A two-shot foul coming up here for Marblehead. Foul is on Gerald Gene Charles, his first foul, team's fifth foul. Seamus Keeney at the line for Marblehead. He has a three in the first quarter. His team trailing five, 20-15, 3:31 to play first half. Free throw is missed. He'll have another. Fouled in the act of shooting with a take to the basket. Magicians trying to get some transition baskets, trying to up the tempo a little bit here. And both teams got into this running game. It's actually the last, say the last 3 minutes or so, been a little bit sloppy out here. Next one is up. That's good. So Keeney goes one of two from the line. He's got 4 points now in the night. The team is within four, 20-16, 3:27 to go first half. A Revere basketball, white uniforms, blue numerals, working right to left here in this second quarter. Revere basketball. Up top, Curtis High. Off on the right for Brunson Perez. For Gene Charles now. These are hyphenated last name. Gene Charles into the paint. Ball knocked free by Drew Galley. Tipped to a teammate. A drive and a take to the basket. Swatted out of bounds. As Seamus Candy was taken to the basket. And Revere was able to come back and swat the ball out of bounds. It'll be a Marblehead basketball, but they take away what looked like it could have been a two-point lay-in for Marblehead to bring in the game. Would have brought the game to within 2 points. Now on the inbounds pass, it comes to Derek Marino. He makes the catch in the paint. Fadeaway jump shot doesn't go. Rebound, Revere. And they push it up court, coming into the paint, kicking it back off on the right wing. A three attempt, no good by Brunson Perez. And Drew Galley pulls up the rebound in backcourt, and he is fouled. Now, I think that's the seventh team foul on Revere, and that'll put them in a 1-1. Marblehead's Galley will go to the line. No, not yet. That was the sixth team foul. Gotcha. So it'll be a Marblehead basketball in backcourt. Next one will put them into the 1-1. Keeney up top. Dribble to the right side into the corner. Right side, Galley off for Dewey Millett. Turnaround jump shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Revere's Brendan Hayes. Up court, ball with DeGregorio, batted away from him. Marblehead gets it back. Again, a little continuing to be sloppy play here. Marblehead heaves the pass over the end line from right to left, rolling all the way to the far end of the field house here. It's a turnover and a Revere basketball with 2:21 to play in the first half. I'm Bill Newell with you here on MSO News Sports. Great to have you with us on this Friday night, North Shore High School basketball. Check back on the website throughout the weekend for updates and scores, and we're going to be posting a feature tomorrow on the website with Peabody's Kevin Betancourt, former Peabody High star and played at Bucknell. Now he's head coach at Endicott College. Kevin Betancourt here on the website this weekend on MSO News Sports. They're at Western New England tomorrow. Marblehead with a take to the Revere with a take to the basket and a turnover. And it will be a Marblehead basketball on the end line. They'll have the length of the court to go, moving left to right. Dante Barnes with it, with the inbounds pass from Derek Marino. Comes up over midcourt, drives to the right side, kicks a pass out on the left for Drew Galley. A three, no. Rebound batted around on the end line, saved by Revere. Saving it there was Mercado. Off for Brunson Perez. Back on the left, another new face in there, Vincenzo Di Gregorio for Revere High School. On the dribble up top. It comes back on the left. DiVincenzo with a shot. Doesn't go. Rebound Marblehead. Barnes off on the left for Marino, and he's traveling. He got a pass that was a little bit tricky to handle, and that was what caused the traveling violation. Just kind of a little bit out of step. 1:27 to go here. First half, 20-16. Revere leads. And the inbounds pass rolls ahead to Marcus Brunson in backcourt. Walks it up over midcourt on the dribble. Comes over the midcourt line on the right side. Moves to the left. Now back to the right. Kick pass off on the left for Vincenzo Di Gregorio. Di Gregorio down into the corner. Around the perimeter. And we have a three-second violation against Revere. It'll be a Marblehead basketball. Derek Marino to inbound on the end line. For Marblehead, length of the court to go. Four-point game still, a minute to go here in the first half. Barnes for Marblehead, off to Marino left corner. Or no, that's Drew Galley coming in. He's tripped up. It'd be a foul, blocking foul, not a shooting foul. But they are now into the 1-1, so I believe Galley going to the line for that, the 1-1. Are they giving him two shots? No, it looks like two shots. My mistake. No, it's a 1-1. No, violation on Marblehead as they put the ball up. There must have been a 1-1. Galley put the ball up, and there was movement a little early, a violation, and Revere gets the basketball. Just under a minute now to go in the first half. On the dribble, Brunson Perez up over midcourt on the right side, working it off on the left for Vincenzo Di Gregorio. On to Brunson Perez to the foul line. It is Mercado. Now a scramble, loose ball on the floor. It's tied up. And it is a possession arrow? Has to be a possession arrow because everyone's into the bonus here. And it will be Marblehead basketball in backcourt with 39.3 seconds to play first half. Galley checks out of the game. So it's Marblehead's Keeney and Barnes in backcourt bringing it up court. Keeney, midcourt in the middle. Off on the right, into the game now for Marblehead, Teddy Maley. Barnes, foul line to Maley, and he takes a dribble, moves to the basket, and there's a foul. And that appears to be against Vincenzo Di Gregorio. It's his first foul. 25.8 seconds to play. 1-1 situation. So we're coming to the end of the first half here. 25.8 seconds to play. Mac Fisher at the foul line for Marblehead. Free throw is in the air. It's in and out. That was the first end of a 1-1. He will not get the bonus. Revere gets the rebound. And slowly up court they come. Leading by 4 points. Late first half. Brunson Perez off on the right for Vincenzo Di Gregorio. To Brunson Perez. Off on the left for Brendan Hayes. 7 seconds. Ball still outside. Now to the foul line. Back off on the left to Hayes. A runner off the glass. No, his follow-up. Put it up. No, he didn't get it at the buzzer.
and the half ends. The score at the end of the first half in boys basketball here on this Friday night, it's Revere 20, Marblehead 16 here on MSO News Sports.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 Series windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 is attractive, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Remember, Anderson is the most trusted name in windows. See the Anderson 400 at any of our three locations. That's North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
What a head lumber. We measure up.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever you plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, this is Saka Sarkisian, owner of Sarkisian Sportswear, located on Route 1 South in Peabody. We are a sports team dealer and custom apparel distributor that can handle all of your team's or company's uniform and apparel needs. So stop by and visit us at 182 Newbury Street in Peabody to see our storefront. Visit with our friendly and helpful staff and let us help you get the right fit for your program. Also, you can visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials and learn more about us.
Welcome back to Revere. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports. Frank Shea, the athletic director at Revere, has joined us here at the half with the Patriots leading here 20-16 over Marblehead. Well, I'll tell you, I don't know what to think here, Frank, in this first half. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a sloppy game for sure. Lots of turnovers both sides. Looks like neither team can get in their flow. There's been a lot of whistles, but, you know, still a competitive ball game. So hopefully they clean it up a little bit as we go into the second half.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to see here in a game like this. But when you think about it, each team, you know, both teams I think were happy that when they've done well this year, their defenses have done well as part of their success, as you would expect. But really, 20-16, this is a low-scoring first half. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I was just watching from afar. I obviously can't watch the whole game, but just the number of times that Revere's had the ball and has not got a shot at the basket. You know, I counted at one point in the second quarter, they came down five times and got one shot. You know, if that continues, you're not going to win that way. But on the other hand, Marblehead hasn't really taken advantage. So who knows what we're in for in the second half.
There you go. You're right. Now, I was noticing this week that the hockey team here at Revere played at Fenway Park. Was that yesterday, really? Yesterday?
Yeah, we got a call that they had some extra ice time and they wanted to set us up for a scrimmage. So we ended up scrimmaging Pembroke, two 20-minute running time periods, which was a great experience for everybody. You know, it's just amazing going over there. It was the first time
Did you go there? Yeah.
And to be, you know, to be on the ice, basically, in Fenway Park is just something to see. And I think both schools enjoyed it. It was a full-dress scrimmage. It ended in a 3-3. 3-3 tie. It was very well played. In both schools, you know, we had a blast. I can't say enough about the people at Fenway Park, especially Stephen Kelly, who works for the Red Sox, who set it up for us. It was great.
Now, I don't know what the schedule is tomorrow, but I just saw something in the news, a tweet, I think it was, this afternoon, that with that snowstorm tomorrow, that they obviously had a lot of things scheduled there this weekend.
Yeah, I think they got two Hockey East games.
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah.
You know, 9-10 inches of snow, they're saying now. I guess they just upgraded, so that'll be interesting. I think those games are on Nesson, so if
they got to play them, right?
Yeah, if we're going to be inside, you know, with nothing to do, it might be interesting just to watch how they handle that situation.
It's like, as a kid, I played basketball with part of my friends, and my other friends played hockey. And we used to play outside all the time years ago, and we'd play in snow, were the days, you know?
Yeah.
Now, the hockey team, how is the hockey team doing this year?
We're 3-2 at the moment. We're supposed to play Gloucester tomorrow, who's a very good team. And that game obviously is in question with the snow. But I think my coach is pleased at being 3-2. They've been competitive in all the games, and that's all we can ask for. And hopefully we can have a decent January.
Yeah, and, speaking of tomorrow's snowstorm, as I noticed that a bunch of South Shore games where they were expecting snow, more snow tomorrow than we were here up on the North Shore, we're getting canceled this afternoon for tomorrow. And hockey's always a little tougher to cancel because of ice time and that,
absolutely,
so to speak. Plus, you figure, hey, if it's you're playing on a frozen surface, get there on a frozen surface, right? I don't know if that's part of the thinking or not. But it looks like it could happen up here now. Yeah.
Right, yeah. I mean, I've been in touch this afternoon with Julie Smith, the AD at Gloucester, and we're going to talk at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. But like you say, I think the last report I saw was 6 to 9 inches here, which makes it real dicey.
Yeah.
If I had to bet, I'd say we're going to be canceled, but we're still going to give it a few more hours to see. Maybe it changes and the forecast goes back.
Absolutely, right. And also there's that coastal enhancement, and you guys are both coastal communities, so
correct,
you got that.
The funny thing to that story is even before I got here, I talked to my hockey coach. I guess the last 5 years we've played Gloucester, it snowed.
Yeah.
It seems like whenever we play Gloucester, I remember last year we had 3 to 6 inches and we played them. That was my first year, but I guess it goes back even further.
Hey, well, one of the premier programs here for Revere in the wintertime is the girls basketball program.
Yes.
So
yes.
What's the update with you have a new coach this year, too.
Yeah, we our former coach, who did a fabulous job, Diana Finn, took a vice principal's job here at the high school. And if you're an administrator in Revere, you can't coach. So she reluctantly had to step aside. We were fortunate enough to hire and have Leanne O'Hara, who was an assistant coach at Bishop Fenwick for many years. She teaches right here in Revere. So she's our new coach, and the girls are undefeated. They're 7-0. They're playing at Marblehead right now. They hope to contend for the NEC title and hopefully go deep in the tournament like they did last year. That's our goal.
Right.
So we'll see how it plays out.
I know I met her at the preseason earlier this year. So, yeah, that'll be that's good news to hear. Any other athletic notes here as a kind of a final parting shot from you here this winter?
Looking way ahead, we did hire a new baseball coach. We're pleased to have hired Mr. Ron Jordan, who was a youth varsity coach at Newton South for the past 8 years. So we're happy to have him on board for the springtime.
Gotcha. All right, well, Frank, good talking with you. Thanks for helping us out here and getting us underway here tonight with our broadcast.
Great. Always a pleasure, though.
All right, take care. Okay, that's Frank Shea, the athletic director here at Revere High School, with us here on MSO News Sports. What we will do here is we'll step aside, and then we're back with the second half here on MSONewsSports.com. The score at the half, it's Revere 20, Marblehead 16 in boys basketball. We do have a halftime score from Beverly. Gloucester over Beverly, 37-22 at the half.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
For team uniforms and your business's corporate apparel, choose Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South in Peabody. Why Sarkisians? It's quality. Owner Sarkis Sarkisian.
Quality is not only the type of apparel you get and the cleanliness and the professionalism that's used in making that. The quality is in the customer service that we provide from the beginning to the end of the whole process of getting you the type of apparel or uniforms that you're looking for.
Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South, Peabody, SarkisianSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, I can understand the confusion you may be experiencing. TV, radio, and newspapers are simply filled with replacement window advertising, all promising everything under the sun and then some. At Moynihan Lumber, we offer no gimmicks, just quality products, competitively priced, sold to you by a professional salesperson who really knows what he's talking about. That's Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Revere. First basket of the second half going to Marcus Brunson Perez, a two-pointer, 22-16 now. As we are just underway, Marblehead take to the basket. Patrick Bugler is fouled, and he is going to the free throw line. Curtis High with his third foul committed there. So Bugler hits the first free throw for Marblehead. His second one is good, all strings. Two very nice free throws by Patrick Bugler of Marblehead. And we're back to a four-point game, 22-18. Revere leads. Now Revere working left to right here in the second half at Revere High School. They've got the home white uniforms, Patriots written across the front of them, blue numerals, and with the basketball off on the left side is De Gregorio. That would be John De Gregorio. John on the left side, back up top for High. A shot doesn't go. It was an air ball, and the shot clock went violation also sounded. So it'll be a Marblehead basketball, 22-18. Very low-scoring first half, as we were talking about with Revere Athletic Director Frank Shea. It'll be a Marblehead basketball. Patrick Bugler with it down into the right corner, and it rolls off the fingertips of Justin Fay right by the Marblehead bench and over the sidelines, right near the corner. Turnover, Revere basketball. Marcus Brunson Perez up over midcourt, off on the left for John De Gregorio. In the corner to Brendan Hayes, back up to De Gregorio. On the right to Curtis High, De Gregorio back over to Hayes, left sidelines. Working now with De Gregorio. Drives, spins it back off for Marcus Brunson Perez for a three. Perez with 5 points here in the third quarter. We are getting some score updates here from Tim Kearns out of Beverly. I will get those to you in just a second here. We get a moment here. Now Bo Millett at the free throw line. A strong take to the basket by the big man for Marblehead. He's got 2 points. Those are his first points of the night for Millett. And it's 25-20. Marblehead trailing by five. Beverly scores 9 straight points to open the second half. It's now 37-31 against Gloucester. The game in Beverly. Gloucester-Beverly basketball there. Revere basketball here. Leading five. With it, Curtis High. Fadeaway jumper off the rim. No, far side left. Pulling it down is Justin Thea for Marblehead. Quickly up court off on the right. Marino shot. No, rebound put up. Actually, I think it got rejected before he even got the shot off, but Marino followed it up and put it in. His second basket of the night, and it's a three-point game, 25-22. John De Gregorio off on the right for Marcus Brunson Perez to Curtis High, left side, back up to Brunson Perez. A three, no, a long three. Rebound tipped around, grabbed by Revere, High with it. High pull-up jumper, foul line, no. Rebound, his High himself up again. He got it, and he's fouled. Curtis High with the follow-up, hits the two-point shot, and now will go to the line for a three-point play. Fouled in the act of shooting. That's on Millett. That's his third foul. And he'll have to, I was going to say he was going to check out, but it's
substitution was already lined up a moment ago. Justin Fair coming out of the game, coming into the game is Dante Barnes for Marblehead. And High hits the free throw for the three-point play. 28-22, Revere up by five. Now Millett checks out. Substitution coming in. Dewey Millett in. There's Dewey and Bo. Dewey a junior, Bo the senior. And Marblehead's take to the basket. The ball is tied up. It's a held ball as Bugler was driving for Marblehead. It's a Marblehead basketball on the arrow. And Barnes to inbound on the end line. Two hands over his head. Tipped away out of the hands of Millett. That's Dewey Millett. And Revere picks up the loose ball. A take to the basket. And the ball goes over the end line. Off Marblehead defending. It'll be a Revere basketball. 4:49 to go, third quarter. Revere is leading by 5, 28-22. Inbounds pass comes off for Hayes in the left corner. Comes to the basket, throws it into the paint, taken away by Marblehead. Bugler, a take, a foul away. It's on the floor. A foul is on the floor away from the basket, I should say, not away from the ball. So he'll go to, it'll be not a shooting foul, and of course early in the second half, just the second team foul, and it'll be a Marblehead basketball on the end lines. Barnes inbounding off for Keeney, Seamus Keeney. Off for Bugler. Take to the basket, and he's got it, and he's fouled. Patrick Bugler for two, and he'll go to the line for the three-point play. Bugler now with 4 points here in the quarter. He has eight in the game for Marblehead. He had a very strong game. I watched him the other night. They played Burke. It was during the holiday time, and they were hosting Burke, and very quick team. And Bugler played a really nice game. The left-hand free throw is no good. Missed the free throw. Rebound, Revere. And up court come the Patriots. Marcus Brunson Perez right side. Foul line, Joof. Back in the corner, Hayes, a shot no good. Rebound, Marblehead, up court for Barnes, dancing it in into the right corner, off for Drew Galley, off on the left, Bugler. Bugler's traveling. Started to walk before he put the ball down. 4:06 to go, third quarter. Four-point game, Revere leading. Revere basketball in backcourt. Marcus Brunson Perez on the inbounds. Off for Gerald Jean Charles. Foul line with it there. Joof back off for Gene Charles. Off on the right wing, a pull-up jump shot is just a little long by George Quintana. Offensive board, though, and a foul. Oh, this is on Marino. Kind of little went up in the air. He thought that Gene Charles was going to shoot, I think, right of the block, and he did not. And that is on Marino. That's just his second foul. I'm thinking for a moment that he had more than that. Revere basketball. There he travel in the left corner. And it's a turnover and a Marblehead ball. 4 point game, 3:43 to play, third quarter. 28-24. Bugler, left hand dribble, switch it to the right hand dribble, down the paint off for Marino, comes in left baseline on the cut, lays it off the glass, nice feed from Bugler to Marino, coming in off that left base, the shot doesn't go, but he's fouled. So Marino at the line. Big Derek Marino, forward, junior, averaging about 13 points per game. Bugler about 14, one of their leading scorer, Bo Millett with about 12 per game, and Marino's shot is no good. He'll get another, fouled in the act of shooting. Marino's second one to the basket to our left. In the air, right-hand toss, rather, is no good. And the offensive board by Barnes. Off for Dewey Millett. He spins in the paint and puts it in. You know, we mentioned in the pregame, Andy Clow is out tonight for Marblehead. He's having surgery from a football injury. He did play the other day, so he was starting to play, but it's one of those things. He needs surgery, and he's just going to get it done now for a torn labrum. Rebounding miscue by Revere and a turnover, and it'll be a Marblehead basketball coming back the other way. And they are now just trailing by 2 points, 28-26, and we have a timeout. We'll take it here on MSO News Sports with 3:13 to play in the third quarter.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
If you're thinking of renovating your home, please talk to the experienced sales staff at Moynihan Lumber. That's 82 River Street in downtown Beverly. Or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
3 minutes, 13 seconds to play third quarter. Revere is leading by 2 points, 28-26. It'll be a Marblehead basketball in backcourt. Dante Barnes inbounding off for Patrick Buechler. Buechler on the dribble up over midcourt, right to left. His bench is in forecourt on the right side. Buechler comes to the left, now back to the middle. Right-hand dribble, left-hand dribble, now loses his dribble. Tosses it out on the right, out on the sidelines to Barnes. Back to Buechler, a three from straight on, way out, no. And the rebound hits the structure up top, and the ball will thus be out of bounds. So it'll be a Revere basketball on the end line, coming back the other way. They're moving the ball left to right here in the second half. Inbounding the ball will be Brendan Hayes for Revere with full court pressure now by Marblehead. It is Quintana throwing it away. Drew Galley intercepting it for Marblehead. Off for Marino, and Marino lays it in to tie the game at 28. So Revere has had the lead for a long time here tonight. But with 2:44 to play, third quarter, Marblehead ties the game. After the basket, Revere on the inbounds. Bring it up court. Brunson Perez off on the right for Gene Charles. A 2-point shot on the left side is good by Marcus Brunson Perez. 30-28. Revere regains the lead here by the 2 points. Barnes threads it down to Marino. Right block. Back out top for Buechler. A three. Got it. Patrick Buechler, a three. He's got 7 points here in the third quarter. Then we have a blocking foul against Marblehead. Oh, my, that's against Marino. So now that's his third foul. You got Marino with three fouls. Bo Millett with three fouls as well. Kind of their size and strength. So see if Revere can exploit that here, as both of those guys are now out of the game for Marblehead. Revere, Curtis high up top, off on the right for Hayes. Hayes, one of the co-captains on this team, very skilled player. Not a lot of height, but he does it all for the team. And a take to the basket by Curtis High, and he's fouled outside on the dribble to the basket. A reach-in foul. Mac Fisher committing the foul. That's his second foul for Marblehead. Inbounding will be Brunson Perez, off for Hayes, around the perimeter to High, a three from the left wing, no, rebound Marblehead. Dewey Millett with it, off for Buechler, nice pass down underneath for Mac Fisher, and he lays it in and he's fouled. What a great pass by Patrick Buechler of Marblehead. Top of the circle, a left hand, one hand bounce pass on the paint and down to the left block, or left baseline, I should say, for Mac Fisher. He put the bucket in, and now we'll go for the three-point play. It hits that. So a three-point play by Mac Fisher. Great assist there by Patrick Buechler of Marblehead. Again, backcourt pressure on the press by Marblehead on Revere. They break the press. Long cross-court pass from left to right. A take to the basket, and another foul here. This one against Marblehead, as Gerald Gene Charles had the take to the basket. That foul is on Mac Fisher. That's his third foul. Gene Charles at the free throw line.
Free throw in the air. Got it. He'll have another. First point of the night for him. 34-31. Revere trailing by three. Next one is no good. Marblehead, Revere rebound. Offensive board there by Hayes. Nice board there by Revere High School. Now they thread it down low. Haven't used the big guy too much. They get it to him. He has to kick it back out. Back around the perimeter. Left wing three attempt. No. Rebounding foul. Should be against Marblehead, I believe, underneath. That might be on Dewey Millett. If that's on him, that's his third foul. So they got the three big guys here from Marblehead with three fouls. If that's the case, they haven't put that foul up yet. It is. It was on Dewey Millett. So at the free throw line is Curtis High on the 1-1 as they are now in the penalty situation. Missed the front end of that, so he won't get the second shot. It'll be a Marblehead basketball. 1:10 to go, quarter three. 34-31, Marblehead up on top. Bugler, a three, left wing, got it. Well, Marblehead shooting may save them here, as it turns out here. Now a bumping foul on Bugler in backcourt as they were pressing, as Marcus Brunson Perez was fouled. He'll go to the line for a 1-1. For Revere, they'll need to capitalize on these free throw opportunities. Brunson Perez. Free throw is in the air. He's got the first, so he'll get the bonus. Perez with 4 points in the first half. 6-8-12 right now in the game. 37-32, 5-point lead for Marblehead. Revere's Marcus Brunson Perez, second free throw is in the air. That's no good. Offensive rebound, though, knocked away. Brendan Hayes had it for a moment, lost it. Now a pass is swatted up way up in the air, comes back to Hayes, take to the basket, doesn't get the bucket to fall for him, but on a reverse, he is fouled, and so Brendan Hayes will go to the line. We talked about how he's one of the co-captains on this team, but he's just a very composed player. Right-hand free throw, no good. Fouled in the act of shooting. He'll get another. Dewey Millett checks out of the game. Coming in is Teddy Maley for Marblehead. Brendan Hayes' second free throw. Basket to our right. That's in the air. That's no good. Rebound batted around in the air. Offensive board, though, for Revere. So two missed free throws, but they get the ball. Trailing five. 40 seconds to go. Third quarter. Shot is no good. A short shot from the corner. Rebound picked up and put in by Mass Loof, the big guy. Loof, 6'5", big, strong senior. Put it in. Got the ball off the floor underneath the basket. Went up strongly. Put it in and draws a foul. That is on Maley, the foul, his first. Free throw is around and out. Another whistle. That's a foul on Revere. Now both teams are into the bonus situation. Marblehead committing 10 personal fouls. Revere in the double bonus here. This game could be decided on the free throw line here. Coming down the stretch, still 36 seconds to go, third quarter. Mac Fisher of Marblehead at the free throw line. One shot is good. He'll get the bonus. He's 2 for 3 from the free throw line now in tonight's game. Total of 4 points. Second one is in the air, and that's no good. Violation on the shooter. Called by the outside official here. It's a 4-point game, 36 seconds to go, third quarter. Revere basketball, they trail four, 38-34. Marcus Brunson Perez, right side, off on the left, around the perimeter to Curtis High. Down into the corner for Hayes, back up to Curtis High. Revere working at right baseline, but we have a blocking foul on Marblehead. So it's a double bonus here now. So Revere will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Gerald Jean Charles going to the line. Just a moment ago, he went one of two from the line, making the first, missing the second. Now he's at the line for two shots. This one is no good. He'll get another. 16.3 seconds to go, third quarter. Next one's in the air. That's good. Revere trying to creep a little bit closer. Trailing three now, 38-35, 13 seconds to go. Third quarter, Marblehead basketball. Moving right to left, ball out on the right perimeter. Barnes, traveling violation. Seamus Keeney with it on the right side, trying to move, penetrate in from the right wing outside the three-point arc. 5.8 seconds to go, third quarter. Revere basketball in backcourt. Up court, Gene Charles, a take to the basket. Got it! And the buzzer sounds, ending the third quarter. With the score at the end of three, it's Marblehead 38, Revere 37 here on MSO News Sports.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Well, Revere had their highest scoring quarter in the third quarter with 17 points, but Marblehead had their highest scoring quarter as well with 22 points in the third quarter. Very low scoring first half here. So both teams getting the scoring getting a bit untracked here in the third quarter. And now we're underway in the fourth quarter, just starting here with Marblehead leading by the 1 point. Ball knocked away on the sidelines. Revere basketball. Hayes had it, swept away there by Derek Marino. And it goes out of bounds off Marino. It would be a Revere basketball. Ball deflected, picked up by Marblehead. Marino with it, threads a pass ahead too far for Seamus Keeney. Goes out of bounds. Marblehead leading by a point, 38-37. Revere with the basketball. Fourth quarter, ball knocked free, another turnover. Now Marblehead has the basketball. Dante Barnes quickly over midcourt, fades to the right side. He goes back up top with Bugler. Bugler on the dribble out near midcourt, starts to the left, up top. Two-hand pass off to Barnes on the right, back to Bugler, right wing. Threads it off for Bo Millett, foul line left, kicks it out in left corner, a three attempt, no. Barnes offensive board, he doesn't get it, but he's fouled. Got an update from Beverly. So it'll be a Revere foul, and that foul is on Mass Loof, his second foul. Barnes at the free throw line for two shots, misses the first. He will have a second here, fouled in the act of shooting. 38-37, Marblehead leading, missed that one too. Revere rebound, pulled down there by Joof, the big guy, for Revere, and they start up court, working left to right. Ball into the left sidelines. Gene Charles with it off on the left for Brunson Perez. A shot is short, rebound Marblehead. Here comes Bugler with it, back on the attack, off for Marino. Shot doesn't go. Rebound Brendan Hayes. Off for Brunson Perez. Looking inside, gives it off for Hayes. Hayes back up to Brunson Perez. 38-37, 6.5 minutes to play in the basketball game. Here's a take to the basket. Ball stripped free by Marblehead. Loose ball picked up there by Marblehead. A drive and a take to the basket by Seamus Keeney. Knocked out of bounds. Swatted away there. Out of bounds, it'll be a Marblehead basketball. Beverly has just taken the lead over Gloucester, 50-49 tonight. About 3:30 or just over 3 minutes to go in that game. It'll be a Marblehead ball underneath their basket off for Derek Marino. Inbounds to him. Shot doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Revere. Revere trailing by point here. 6:21 to go. What a game. Here's a take to the basket. Ball loose. Scramble. Shot put up there on the second effort. Now Hayes underneath. Way underneath. He's fouled. Curtis High went underneath. Shot didn't even come close to hitting the rim as their defenders were right there defending well. And then the loose ball was picked up by Hayes underneath a tough angle. He went up and, again, from a very tough angle, drew a foul. So Hayes goes to the line. Brendan Hayes without a point here tonight. Missed. He's 0 for 3 at the free throw line. Brendan Hayes, one of their co-captains. Hayes is one of those guys, just a solid player. Plays one of the top, usually defends one of the top opposing players. Second free throw is no good. So Hayes a little bit snake bit from the free throw line here tonight. And it's still a one-point game. Marblehead with the lead. They have the basketball. Seamus Keeney with it off for Bugler. Patrick Bugler up top. Taking a move to the basket. Kicks it off for Keeney in left corner. Back to Marino to Bo Millett. And Millett is fouled. Well, now you have... There's a mismatch there size-wise. Millett at the in the paint. Guarded by Hayes. Much shorter than Millett. But... knocked the ball, committed the foul, and here's Bo Millett at the line for Marblehead. Missed the first on the 1-1. And it'll be a Revere rebound and a Revere basketball. Again, a chance to take the lead here. Curtis High off for Hayes coming in left block. Shot no. Rebound tipped around. Marblehead has the ball. Keeney with it to the top of the circle. Drops it off for Bo Millett. Off on the right for Faya. Back to Keeney. Keeney threads a one-hand bounce pass off the right side. Back up top the ball. The ball goes back into the backcourt. Ball loose. Scramble for it. And Marblehead comes up with it in backcourt. Starting it back over midcourt. They lead by a point. A take to the basket. The ball rolls free. Out of bounds over the sideline. A turnover. Kind of an aggressive take coming in from the right side. The ball rolled through the paint and over the left sidelines. In forecourt out of bounds. And we have a timeout. With 5:17 to play in the game, and Marblehead is leading by a point, 38-37 here in Revere. We'll take this break. We're back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
A moment ago, I said this game could be decided at the free throw line. Well, Marblehead's committed 10 team fouls here in the second half. Revere, 9. And so both teams' next foul will be in the double bonus. And there have been 5 free throws here in this fourth quarter, all misses for both teams. Marblehead's missed 3. Revere's missed 2 free throws. And there have been no points here in this fourth quarter. 5:17 to play in the game. 38-37. Marblehead is leading by a point here. So who's going to take control here coming down the stretch? Again, offensively, both teams had their best quarters in the third quarter. Marblehead scoring 22 points, Revere 17. It'll be a Revere basketball. They trail a point, 38-37. Brendan Hayes with it out on the right wing. Looking at a zone defense here by Marblehead. Off for Curtis High, back to Hayes, back to High on the left side. Way outside, 13 on the shot clock. Down in the left baseline, player comes in and is out of bounds. That was Gerald Gene Charles coming in from the left baseline. Substitution here. Bugler going out for Marblehead. Thea and Keeney are in the backcourt. Barnes is in the lineup. Bo Millett is in the lineup with Derek Marino for Marblehead. Thea coming in right side. Kicks a pass off for Marino. Left block coming in. Fadeaway jumper. Short. No good. Bo Millett, the offensive board. Up. No. And what happened? No foul is the call. There's no foul here. Ball deflected. It'll be a Marblehead basketball. And the inbounds pass is taken away by Revere. They in turn turn it over. Back comes Marblehead. Marino giving it off for Keeney, and he lays it in on the cut to the basket. Nice drive and take by Keeney. First points here of the fourth quarter for either team. 40-37 the score. Marblehead up by three. Now underneath, a lay in by Curtis High. High with Revere's first points on a pass from Masloof on the left. A left-right pass underneath, and it was laid in easily by Curtis High for Revere. Thea of Marblehead to the foul line. Kicks it off for Barnes. Right wing three. Got it. Dante Barnes a three. 43-39. Four-point Marblehead lead. Revere basketball. Brendan Hayes left wing this time. Guarded by Thea around the perimeter. Brunson Perez off on the right. Pull-up jump shot by Gene Charles. Doesn't go. Rebounding foul. It's on Revere. It'll be a Marblehead basketball. Now we're in the double bonus here on the other end of things as well. So Marblehead will go to the line for two free throws. Dante Barnes will go to the line. Beverly up by a point in that game against Gloucester at Beverly High School in boys basketball. Dante Barnes, free throw is good. Now, Gene Charles checks out of the game. Gerald Gene Charles checking out. Coming back into the game is Brendan Hayes. And the free throw is no good by Barnes. Rebound pulled down by Jupe of Revere. Up court, the Patriots trailing 5, 44-39. They were down 5 a moment ago as well in the third quarter. 3.5 minutes to play in the basketball game. Marcus Brunson Perez off on the left. A three off the glass by Curtis High for Revere. Nailing it from the left wing. It's a two-point game. 44-42. Marblehead leading and with the basketball. Back into the game for Marblehead. Patrick Bugler on the dribble. Spins. He's traveling. Coach Giardi doesn't think it was a travel. It'll be a Revere basketball with a chance to tie. A moment ago, they were down 5. Here's a take to the basket. Shot no. Good defense by Bo Millett. And the rebound is pulled down by Derek Marino. Marino and Barnes in backcourt. Off to Barnes. Two-hand pass to Millett. Underneath Marino. Back out to Millett. A three. Barnes straight on. No. Offensive board. Marino had it for a moment. Lost it. Hayes down court. Underneath. High. Puts it up. No. Curtis High is fouled, though. Man, the sounds we've heard tonight, you hear the crowd, you hear the ball, you hear a little scuffing of basketball shoes on the floor, and then you hear the whistle all night long here tonight. Both teams in the double bonus here with 2:45 to go. Curtis High at the free throw line for two shots for Revere. Missed the first. Still a two-point game. Revere is trailing 44-42, 2:45 to play. High shooting to the basket to our right. Right-hand free throw shooter. Right foot ahead of the left. Ball's in the air. No good. Rebound tipped away. High gets it back on the offensive board. Way outside. Revere basketball. Montefusco with the three-pointer. Scott Montefusco. His second three, Revere takes the lead, 45-44. Now underneath, Millett off for Marino, lays it in, and Marblehead retakes the lead. Derek Marino off the glass on a nice feed from Bo Millett, 46-45, 2:12 to play. Revere basketball. Scott Montefusco into the game. Hasn't played a lot here tonight, but has two threes. Underneath, a shot is up. No. Defensive rebound. Millett pulls it down for Marblehead. Off for Bugler. A strong take to the basket. A scoop is in. Oh, man. Patrick Bugler not to be denied there. His first points of the quarter. He's had a good night here for Marblehead. A minute 47 to go. Back up by three are the Magicians. Hayes outside. Working to Brunson Perez. Back up top to Hayes. Snaps a pass off on the left around for Montefusco. And Brunson Perez nails a three. You heard that crowd right behind me. We're tied at 48. Oh, man. 1:24 to play. Here's Bugler with a take. A floater on the rim. It falls through for Marblehead.
Bugler has come up with two big takes to the basket in a row for Marblehead. 1:12 to play here. Magicians up by two, 50-48. Revere basketball. Hayes off on the left underneath. Shot, pass battered away, rejected. Here comes Marblehead back on the tack. Off for Bugler on the pass. He lays it in. I think that's six straight points for Bugler for Marblehead. Taking a feed on the right side from his teammate, Seamus Keeney. And a timeout has been called. It's a four-point Marblehead lead with just under a minute to play. We'll take the timeout.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Well, here we are in the fourth quarter with Marblehead leading 52-48 with 57.3 seconds to play. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports. I believe our next basketball game will be Tuesday night. Salem playing at Peabody. Boys basketball, no hockey tomorrow. And as we were mentioning earlier with the snowstorm, we noticed that a lot of South Shore games were getting canceled for tomorrow earlier in the afternoon. And since that time, they have upped the snow totals, at least the last we had heard, here on the North Shore as well. It'll be a Revere basketball in backcourt. They've got a long way to go distance-wise here. And on the scoreboard, it's a two-possession game. Four-point Marblehead lead. On the inbounds, it comes to Brunson Perez. Snapped up the rolling inbounds pass. Comes up over midcourt. Looking. Three-pointer straight on. Got it! Two threes for him in the quarter. One-point game. 52-51. 42 seconds to go. Here's Bugler, a Marblehead who's been awesome here in the fourth quarter. A pull-up two. No. Rebound. Offensive rebound. Oh, we have an over-the-back rebound on Marblehead. And that'll put Revere at the foul line for two shots. 52-51. And that's the fifth foul on Derek Marino. A reach over rebounding foul out beyond the three-point arc. So we talked about foul trouble early. And now it does hurt Marblehead here. So with Marino fouling out, coming into the game for Marblehead, coming back into the game is Seamus Keeney. Faye is in there, Bo Millett, Barnes, and of course Patrick Bugler. Wow, what a fourth quarter he has had. Brendan Hayes at the free throw line for Revere, misses the free throw. Hayes has had a tough night at the free throw line for Revere. 34.7 seconds to go, and man, the look on his face, you can feel it. But he's just a solid defensive ball player for this Revere team. At the free throw line to our right, trying to tie. Missed it. And the ball is loose on the floor. Marblehead gets it. And they have the one-point lead, 52-51. 28 seconds to play. Bugler up court, being guarded man for man by Curtis High. Outside, Bugler goes by him to the paint, to the basket, and he lays it in. Oh, man, what a fourth quarter for Patrick Bugler of Marblehead. Three-point game, 54-51. Revere outside. Off for DiGregorio. This is John DiGregorio spinning. And a foul, or a timeout rather. A Revere timeout with 3.8 seconds to play in a three-point game, 54-51. We'll keep it here. Just trying to do some point totals here, and we'll do it with you here. Seamus Keeney for Marblehead right now with 6 points, but Patrick Bugler, 2, 4, 6, 8. 8 points here in the quarter. And let's add to that 10, 18 points in the second half. So he's got 22 right now in the game. Mac Fisher with 4. Dante Barnes with 7. Dewey Millett with 2.
Derek Marino, who just fouled out, has 8 points for Marblehead High School. So Patrick Bugler pouring it on with a big 8-point fourth quarter performance here. 3.8 seconds to play. It'll be a Revere basketball. They can hit threes. Let's see how they set this up. Curtis High for them with 4, 6, 10, 12 points here tonight. Gerald Gene Charles with 4. John DeGregorio with 6. And let's see what we got here. Should be a Revere basketball. Now another timeout is called as the teams come back out. This might have been a Marblehead timeout. Scott Montefusco with 3 points. He had that big three a moment ago. Brendan Hayes has not scored here tonight. Mass Juf has 7 points for Revere. Marcus Brunson Perez, this is the guy here. For Revere, he's got 4 threes. That gives him 12, 14, 16, 18 points for him. So Marcus Brunson Perez with 18 points for the Patriots. Head coach David Leary of Revere drawing up a play to try to give his team a good look at a three-point shot to try to tie this game with 3.8 seconds to play. Marblehead is leading 54-51. Mike Giardi, head basketball coach here at Marblehead, sending his team out now. It'll be a Revere basketball out near midcourt on the sidelines by their bench, about 10 feet in from midcourt, forecourt left, and Hayes will inbound. They're at the four corners of the block. On the inbounds, Hayes looks, gives it back up top for Montefusco. A long three, he's traveling. They call a travel before he released the shot. A long, long three by Montefusco. With 1.3 and another timeout called by Revere. Oh, man. That inbounds for Revere. Brendan Hayes was trying to find somebody open. I can't think that was his first option on the inbounds. But they just couldn't get anybody free around the three-point arc. So his inbounds pass, which was out from the sidelines left, out near the scorer's table, came out to the near the center circle, actually, and that's where the three-point attempt by Montefusco was launched, but again, traveling before the call. So a turnover, and it'll be a Marblehead basketball. So clearly you would want that inbounds pass to go a little further down toward the rim, but yet outside the three-point arc. So that's where Marblehead was anticipating defensively, and they just could not get a good look at an inbounds pass, could Revere on that inbound. So now it'll be a Marblehead basketball with 1.3 seconds to play and their three-point lead, 54-51. They've won 5 straight games. A win would put them at 7-2. Revere would fall to 3-4 overall, 1-4 in the league, but they played tough here tonight. And here is the Marblehead inbounds in backcourt. Big man-to-man pressure, inbounds pass, bump. A player, a foul committed by Brendan Hayes as they send it down into forecourt to Dante Barnes. Now, for Marblehead, that's what you want to do. If you're going to inbounds a pass, even if you don't collect it, even if you get your pass intercepted, at least they have to come back length of the court to score. And the long pass to Barnes from midcourt went down into forecourt when it was a one-on-one situation. So Barnes is fouled. He's at the line for two. Misses the first. Still a one-possession game here. Barnes' second free throw. It'll be in the air with 0.3 seconds to play. He's got it. So he's got 8 points now on the night. And the inbounds pass in backcourt, a long heave at the buzzer. They can't get it off. And it's 55-51, our final score, Marblehead. So that's our story here tonight. Again, a big Marblehead performance by Patrick Bugler, especially in the second half. 22 points altogether, and 18 of those 22 points in the second half. So Bugler leads Marblehead in the second half, and Marcus Brunson Perez with 18 for Revere, Curtis High with 12 for the Patriots, and those were the three players in double digits here tonight. That'll do it. Thanks so much for being with us. Our next basketball broadcast, we believe it'll be Tuesday night, with Salem playing at Peabody. For MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Once again, our final score, Marblehead 55, Revere 51. This is MSONewsSports.com.